Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
I'm innocent. So let's have a trial. And keep the faith.
James Comey, who President Trump once fired as the FBI director for not dropping the Russia investigation, now indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia. The charge allegedly making a false statement to Congress 5 years ago about a leak to the media and obstructing a congressional proceeding. George Soros may be next. ABC News has learned the Justice Department is looking into reasons to indict the group funded by the Democratic donor who the president said should be put in jail. No one knows why Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered hundreds of generals and admirals to gather Tuesday at a Marine base in Virginia. Military leaders telling ABC News they don't know of another case where the secretary assembled his top leadership from all around the world. President Trump signing an executive order to save TikTok in the U.S. It's a deal Trump says meets national security concerns. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, October milk down 27 to 1677, November down 22 to 1630, December down 11 to 1664, January down 7 at 1673. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 164.5, 40-pound blocks down a quarter to 163.75. No trades on the day. Cash butter up 2 to 164. 21 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 114.75. 10 trades on the day. Dry whey up a quarter to 64.75. 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets as the trade did not want to move prices any higher, making matters worse. It looks like the packers are trying to build up their supply for long inventory, and they are trying to work to make cash prices lower. Box beef prices also lower, adding to additional pressure on the market. Hog markets were mostly higher on the day. A lot of positioning ahead of the quarterly hogs and pigs report. October live cattle down $2 to $232.05. October feeder cattle down $5.57 to $354.05. October hogs up 67 cents to 100.10. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher on the day. A combination of short covering in the grain markets, along with Argentina announcing that they would reinstate their export tax taxes were enough to help move markets higher. But remember, the weather is still very conducive for the corn and soybean harvest to continue to move forward, and that harvest pressure limited the gains, along with the good weather to help with winter wheat planting as well, limiting the gain. December corn up 1.5 to 425.75. November beans up 3.25 to 1012.25. December wheat up 7.5 to 527. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local bids from Thursday at Elsevia Durand, cash and October corn $3.66, December $3.71, new crop $26.402. Cash and October beans $9.02, December $9.11, new crop $26.953. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn $3.80.75, October, November $3.75.75, December $3.80.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.80, October $3.74, December $3.79. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn $3.70, cash and new crop beans $9.27. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.76, new crop $26.412, cash beans $9.17, new crop $26.972. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.80, October, November $3.78, and new crop $26 at $4.17. Cash beans $9.23, October, November $9.18, new crop $26.1002. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.68, new crop $3.72, cash and new crop beans $9.30. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 243, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 222, market cows 125 to 162, bulls 135 to 209, calves 500 to 1800, beef steers 280 to 620. Holstein steers at 220 to 467. Sheep markets, light lambs 300 and down. Market lambs 235 and down. Ewes 150 and down. Rams 185 and down. Goat markets, does 140 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 225 to 242.50. Finished beef heifers 225 to 242.50. Finished dairy steers 210 to 232. Market cows 120 to 149. Market bulls 179 to 192. Hog markets at Zumbrota, market hogs at 74 to 87.50, light sows 71 to 79, heavy sows 76 to 78.50, boars at 32.50 to 58. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 70s. Get the bathrobe you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months at Bath Planet. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. A little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole. His dad looked down and smiled, said, "We can't leave her behind. Son, I know you don't want her to go, but someday you'll change your mind." And Johnny said, "Take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo, take anybody that you want, as long as she don't go, take any boy in the world. Daddy, please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 10 years down the road. He held her tight and kissed her lips in front of the picture show. Stranger came and pulled a gun, grabbed her by the arm, said, "If you do what I tell you to, there won't be any harm." And Johnny said, "Take my money, take my wallet, take my credit cards. Here's a watch that my grandpa gave me. Here's a key to my car, mister, give it a whirl. Please don't take the girl." 5 years down the road, there's gonna be a little one, and she says it's time to go. Doctor says a baby's fine, but you'll have to leave, 'cause his mama's fading fast, and Johnny hit his knees, and there he prayed, take the very breath you gave me, take the heart from my chest, I'll gladly take her place if you'll let me, make this my last request, take me out of this world, God please, don't take the girl. Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. Oh, girl, any moment I
in the hits all day long. Real Country 1430.
Inside the pocket of a clown. It is a sad place to hang around. Just watching smiles turn into frowns. Inside.
heartache of a fool. Yelling things they don't teach in school.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dwight Yoakam, Pocket of a Clown, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures once again in the 50s, and we have that fog once again this morning. Going to have another nice day, though, again today. And the quiet weather will continue in our ag weather forecast. We'll have that coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Chad Vincent with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Of course, World Dairy Expo is coming up next week. But we're going to talk with Chad about some of the things going on with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and where Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is going to be at this year's expo. They're going to be in a new spot. We'll have more on that coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Agriculture Secretary Rollins is re-emphasizing the New World screwworm efforts during a recent visit to Oklahoma. We'll talk about it coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at World DairyExpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
During a visit to Express Ranch in Oklahoma, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins delivered a comprehensive address on the USDA's efforts to defend American agriculture from what she calls threats, particularly the New World screwworm. Rollins outlined measures taken, including strengthening cooperative efforts with Mexico.
In February, USDA and Mexico implemented a comprehensive pre-clearance inspection and treatment protocol to ensure safe movement of our livestock across the southern border. Many have said, I've only been on the job about 7 or 8 months, but many have said that our partnership with Mexico right now is as strong and as transparent as it has been in decades. So grateful to my counterpart, Secretary Julio Bertagay over there, and we'll continue to work daily with him.
As part of that initiative, Rollins said USDA and other agencies are sending personnel and other resources south of the border.
The government of Mexico does not have the same resources that we have in America, so we are investing and deploying multitudes of our staff and team and expertise, again, for the first time, directly into Mexico to work alongside their government.
She said Mexico's decision to halt cattle movement within its borders will contribute to the eradication of the New World screwworm.
We will continue to ensure that no matter the circumstance, our U.S. food supply will remain safe. Thankfully, in addition to the U.S. southern port closures, Mexico has agreed within their borders to halt all animal movement in affected zones. So this is a really big deal. They're not moving all their cattle to our border and then they sit there. Mexico has agreed to stop all movement of their cattle. This was a few months ago, and we believe that will continue to help us push the New World screwworm back to the Darien Gap and hopefully towards eradication.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid-70s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months at Bath Planet. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was storming through the house that day, and I could tell she was leaving. And I thought, oh, she'll be back, till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away. She said, give it away. And that big four poster king size bed, where so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away. And I said, now, honey, don't you even want your half of everything? She said, give it away, just give it away, just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. Just give it away. I'm still right here where she left me, along with all the other things she don't care about anymore. Like that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, she said, give it away. Well, I can't give it away. That big four-poster king-size bed where all our love was made, she said, give it away. I can't give it away. I've got a furnished house, a diamond ring, and a lonely broken heart full of love, and I can't even give it away.
Stand your ground when the devil's at your door, and a little hope can help you when the road is getting rough. But there's nothing quite like life if you've got love. So much a real good friend can do. 'Cause it takes a lover's touch to chase the darkest blues away. If you've got love, you've got what it takes.
in your heart.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Michael Montgomery, and if you've got love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures are in the 50s across the region. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service is set to begin data collection efforts for the quarterly milk production survey. The information collected in the survey will allow NAS to accurately measure and report conditions and trends in the U.S. milk industry over the course of the year. The survey is conducted every January, April, July, and October, and will be asking milk producers to provide the number of milk cows in the herd, number of cows milked, and total milk production for the first day of the month. NAS also collects information about milk consumed on the farm and the amount fed to calves. Now, to obtain an accurate measurement, NAS will be surveying roughly 4,500 operators across the country. So if you are asked to complete this survey, please do so, dairy farmers. NAS will then publish the data on October 22nd in the Milk Production Report. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. Times are tough for row crop producers, and a recent survey by the Minneapolis Federal Reserve shows just how tough things have become in the northern Corn Belt. The combination of high operating costs and low grain prices are squeezing farmers across the district. I'll have the details after this. Catch up on the latest episodes of Plan Smart, Grow Smart by BASF. We talk to real farmers about real problems, like David Palmer in Northwest Missouri about tar spot.
It's been around here. It come on late last year, so we didn't have a big issue with it other than turn everything black when it was combined. But I'm afraid this year, if it stays hot and dry, we might be in trouble.
And Nick Galick in Northern Illinois shares his approach to controlling tough weeds like water hemp and giant ragweed.
I got out of college in 2000, so I came right in the middle of the Roundup.
Absolutely.
And developed the resistance. And it was a very cheap, efficient way to go about it, made a lot of money doing it. But that's come and gone. We got to do a two-pass program. The main thing for us, we got to keep them from coming up, or we got to kill it when it's little. It's fine if you got to do a rescue, but let's try to prevent getting to that point any way possible.
Hear their stories and learn more at PlanSmartGrowSmart.com. Yes, the recently published second quarter agricultural credit conditions survey from the Minneapolis Federal Reserve painted a sobering picture for farmers across the 9th District. That covers Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Montana, parts of Wisconsin, and Michigan. More than three quarters of ag lenders in that district reported farm incomes fell from 2024. Loan repayment rates also slipped, loan renewals increased, and bankers overwhelmingly said their customers' liquidity had declined. The culprits were familiar ones. A Minnesota banker put it plainly. Last year brought drought, this year brought flooding. Weather extremes piled onto already high input costs and lower corn and soybean prices cut further into earnings. As a result, nearly half of those lenders said farmers took on more debt to get through the summer, even as interest rates ticked higher. While incomes fell, household spending for farm families actually rose in many cases, suggesting families are still making ends meet even as their businesses tighten belts. Nearly half of the lenders surveyed reported drops in machinery spending, a reflection of producers trying to preserve cash flow in a tight margin environment. Land values and cash rents added another twist to the story. Non-irrigated cropland values rose about 3% across the district, while irrigated land jumped more than 13% compared with a year earlier. Ranch and pasture ground saw similar double-digit price increases, and cash rents climbed in several categories. The one exception was irrigated land rents, which did edge lower. South Dakota stood out as the only state in the district where cropland values actually declined, while Wisconsin and North Dakota saw the sharpest increases. One Minnesota banker summed it up. With declining grain prices and a poor crop in the field, 2024 is shaping up to be a below-average year. For farmers in the northern Corn Belt, that warning rings true as harvest gets underway. I'll have more when we come back.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Looking forward, the bankers in the Minneapolis Federal Reserve 9th District don't see quick relief for agriculture. Nearly 80% of survey respondents said they expect farm incomes to fall further in the third quarter of this year, and a significant share of lenders said they anticipate more farmers will struggle to meet obligations in the months ahead. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There was no need to talk about jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up. Cars go by. It's all we've been given. So you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by, I can feel it flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The cars go by. It's all we've been given. So you better start living right now. As days go by.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My name.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has identified a case of a highly pathogenic avian influenza in a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County. The Department of Ag and USDA animal health officials are working together in a joint incident response. The affected premise has been quarantined to restrict movement of poultry and poultry products. Birds on the property will be depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Birds from the flock will not enter the food system. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, highly pathogenic avian influenza was confirmed on September 16th at a Redwood County commercial turkey flock. This is the first detection of HPAI in poultry since April 23rd in Minnesota. And animal health officials and industry are working over the summer to eliminate the virus from quarantine sites so Minnesota could officially declare freedom of the disease. However, the detection resets Minnesota's response teams and will draw responders back into the fight against avian influenza this fall. The Redwood County flock of around 20,000 turkey toms showed signs of increased mortality in samples taken from September 14th and submitted to the Minnesota Poultry Testing Laboratory tested positive for influenza A and the H5 strain. Now, the state of Minnesota is also working to depopulate that flock. A recent announcement from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has upset the nation's soybeans farmers. In a post on X, Bessent said the U.S. will offer financial support to Argentina to help prop up its ailing economy. Argentina is a key competitor of American producers in the world's soybean market. Almost immediately after the post, a reported 20 shiploads of Argentinian soybeans were purchased by China after the Argentine government announced it would waive taxes on soybean exports. American Soybean Associate President Caleb Ragland was not pleased with the development, saying, quote, soybean farmers have been clear for months in saying the administration needs to establish a trade deal with China, unquote. He went on to say China is the world's top soybean customer and our top export market. The U.S. has made zero sales to China in the new crop marketing year because of a 20% retaliatory tariff imposed by China in response to U.S. tariffs. Now, a spokesman for the Chinese Commerce Ministry was asked when China might resume buying American soybeans. He said the U.S. needs to remove what China describes as unreasonable tariffs and create conditions that help expand trade between the two nations. Traders in China are filling their current soybean needs from South America. China, the world's biggest soybean buyer, hasn't booked any soybeans from the U.S. during America's harvest. American farmers are in danger of missing out on billions of dollars of worth of soybean sales because of the unresolved tensions. Reuters says senior Chinese trade negotiators Li Chengcheng's meeting with leaders from the Midwest may signal the world's second largest economy might be willing to buy some U.S. soybeans ahead of a more wide-ranging talk. Disagreement, though, on technical details may be slowing the negotiation. U.S. action on the unreasonable tariffs would create possible trade expansion, said a Commerce Ministry spokesperson. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has announced that USDA's Food and Nutrition Service is proposing changes to strengthen the stocking requirements for retailers participating in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The changes would protect the program participants and taxpayers by mitigating fraud, waste, and abuse and ensuring additional healthy food options for recent families. She said retailers participating in SNAP need to sell real food, plain and simple. Quote, right now the bar for stocking food as a SNAP retailer is far too low, allowing people to game the system and leaving vulnerable Americans without healthy food options, unquote. Rollins went on to say these common sense changes are designed to minimize benefit tracking and skimming, among other fraudulent activities. Among the other changes, the proposal requires retailers to stock 7 varieties of food in each of the 4 staple categories, including dairy, protein, grain, and fruits and vegetables, which is up from the current requirement of 3. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 70s. Get the bathrobe you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months at Bath Planet. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. But you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen.